This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So now what?
This is when the operatic section comes in.
Oh, the operatic section, yeah.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Wapagan Apake Pagan. Joining me today, as always, Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. It's time for another episode of Trailer Watch. We're taking a look at Bohemian Rhapsody, which is the Freddie Mercury biopic. This one's directed by many, many people, apparently. It stars Rami Malek, who looks incredibly like Freddie Mercury. It is frightening.
Yeah.
His mannerisms we see in the trailer, the way he talks, it is stunning.
Yeah, I think last year there was some behind-the-scenes footage of Rami Malek walking on stage during, I think it was supposed to be the Wembley performance.
Live Aid.
Live Aid, sorry, yeah. And it just looks crazy. The strut, way he holds the microphone, it's crazy.
Yeah, some of the later Freddie stuff, but also the early Freddie stuff, when he doesn't have the moustache to hide behind, when he has like the bob and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it really looks like him there.
Yeah,
it does. It does. So, unpopular opinion, I'm a huge Queen fan.
Everyone has Greatest Hits Volume 2 in their car.
I know. No. I have this giant limited edition framed set with every single CD on it.
Okay.
I bought that when I was like, I think, 22 years old, because I saved up money and because I think it cost like 1500 ringgit or something at the time. Oof. It's like limited edition and numbered and all that stuff. No, I love Queen, man. And I've been waiting for the longest time for a Freddie Mercury biopic, because his is such a fascinating story. And it was one of these things where I was always angry that I wasn't born early enough to be able to see one of those concerts, because you've seen the YouTube footage.
Yeah.
And it looks nuts.
Yeah, I remember watching Live Aid live at the time in 85 and just being like, Dad, what's this? Is this on every weekend? This is way better than Saturday Swap Shop. But this does cover, I mean, there's always an interesting decision to be made when you're making a biopic, whether you do someone's whole life, which this seems to be doing their whole discography in a way, as opposed to just doing a
moment.
Section in time,
yeah.
or three sections in time, like the Steve Jobs movie did.
Or Darkest Hour. Or,
So this, my worry with this is that it has too wide a scope.
Yeah.
Because we do see Live Aid, but we also see him in, they're pitching.
Correct.
Bohemian Rhapsody, which is like well early.
Yeah.
No, but I think that would be, you kind of want to almost be in the room when they're recording Bohemian Rhapsody.
In a way,
right?
There's a nice scene to that.
Yeah,
where
there's
Brian,
a really great point to that.
May's
yeah.
playing the guitar, and it's like, and what happens now? It's like, oh, this is where the operatic section comes. It's like, all
right. operatic section. You know? And you want to be those. You want to be there as well. But at the same time, you're right. You kind of want to just focus on something. Right?
Yeah.
It's only 2.5 hours, right?
Yeah. You don't want to do the cradle to the grave.
And if it's just The treatment of music in the trailer, kind of the first time I saw it, made me kind of mad, because it was the Jive Bunny Megamix version of the Queen's Greatest Hits.
Did you not like that? See, I thought it was stunningly
cut together
with all of that.
No, I think it would have been better off with one song. Because as it was going, it's like, okay, because I don't have the collections of Queen, because they're on all the time. You don't have to. There's certain bands where like
them.
I don't need to listen own them, because I just would hear them all the time. My aunt had Greatest Hits. Was it Volume 2, I think? 1 and 2, both of them, right? They were in the car all the time, so just listen to that all the time. But in this, it's like it was doing it too fast. It's like, oh God, are they gonna, if they drop some dubstep in this, I'm out of here. It felt like they could have done that trailer.
I liked it though. I liked the way they go from the weaving of the songs though.
Second unpopular opinion. I'm also a big fan of Jive Bunny and the Master Mixes. Used to have that cassette tape. That was great.
Mistakes were made. Look, you can't. Don't go. If you repent, it's better. But this will not do.
This is good. You're going to put on that song after this episode, aren't you?
Oh yeah. My God. And then it kicks into the Hawaii 5-0 theme.
There's certain bars on Chanka. Play that every weekend if you want to go hear it again. All the time.
So, you know, the other reason why I liked the way it was cut, because I thought it was a very clever move on the part of the trailer to just show that, hey, we're going to celebrate the music.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're going to give you a sample of everything.
Yeah. And there's a worry there. Are they covering like Solo did with Alden Ehrenreich? Because there's only like one line of Rami Malek talking.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's only one line of Brian May talking. And then like Aidan Gillen's in the middle of it, looking like the cat who has stolen the cream. And it's like, oh, it's evil Aidan Gillen again.
Mamma mia, mamma mia. Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
On forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
We will rock you.
Sing it!
We will rock you.
This is also a movie that is the very epitome of troubled production, right? Bryan Singer was helming the film, but of course he was fired for multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. Apparently he disappeared at one point to look after a sick relative and didn't come back.
Mm-hmm. This is the studio alleges. Everything is allegedly, by the way.
Everything is allegedly. Yeah. And then the Me Too allegations came up about Bryan Singer.
Yep.
And so Dexter Fletcher stepped in to actually take over directorial duties.
And apparently he had already started on the project previously, was supposed to work on it before.
Yeah.
Bryan Singer.
Something like that.
But didn't like where it was going or something.
Yeah.
So and now
he's come back after Bryan Singer has left.
Because, I mean, you can understand that like he knows the script, he knows the material. It was a different take on it, maybe.
But yeah. He left the first time, though. And
yeah.
And the thing is, Bryan Singer had already started on it, I think.
Yeah, he left under a cloud, but you know, like, this stuff happens before pre-production all the time. It's once you get going is when things get big, you know?
Yeah.
There's all sorts of different versions of different movies you've never heard about, right? So, yeah, that's weird, but, I mean, the music will be great.
Oh, well, the music's great because Brian May and Roger Taylor are the music directors on the film. So, you know, you got the old guys from Queen back. So
Has anyone seen Queen the musical?
I haven't. We Will Rock You?
Yes.
No, I haven't actually. Yeah. Have you?
Neither have I, no.
Okay. But that's just the music of Queen set to a space opera, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I know, but it's just like, I just say, just because they're involved, they were involved in that as well.
Yeah.
It's the seal of quality.
Yeah.
It's the Brian May seal of quality. Who's it? Brian May's an astrologer now?
No. He's got a PhD in astrophysics, my friend.
Yeah. He's on astrology TV shows, though.
He's on astrology TV shows. Yeah. Yeah.
Astronomy TV shows. You're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah. Astronomy, not astrology. Yeah. I'm going to be let down, right? I mean, it's coming out in November. I've been waiting for a Freddie Mercury biopic for a long, long time. And with all of these stories going around, I think the only thing that's keeping me grounded at the moment is just the way Rami Malek looks.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping at least that performance will carry this movie through.
Yeah, like the production crew, it seems to be going back and forth between good and bad, because when I looked at the IMDb listings earlier and it just said like first credit was Mike Myers, who I don't see in that trailer at all.
Thank goodness for that.
I was just like, wait a minute, what? That's odd.
Yeah, I think some production assistants need to get their together and sort of start filling up the one IMDb pages properly.
But it's also like, is he gonna just be Austin Powers in the middle of this, or whatever the character he played in Inglourious Basterds was, like just being vaguely wrong Canadian English?
Yeah,
because he's not English. Like he would like to be, right? But he's not English, so inserting him in here looks weird. I don't know. We will have to see more.
If he does the Austin Powers accent, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. Go check out the trailer for Bohemian Rhapsody. If anything, at least it'll make you want to go listen to that music all over again.
Yeah.
You can find it on YouTube, obviously. Let us know what you think when you've seen it. I'm on @UmarPagan.
I'm on @McNastyPrime.
I'm @BaheyWhite.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Come on,
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.